There we go. What's going on, everybody? Dave Loughran at Laffy underscore D here, filling in for Adam Scher, Ship My Money DFS. Not with us today. I think he's got an appointment going on out there in Baltimore. Joined, though, by Greg Ehrenberg, who's usually on this show. It's the NBA Injury Report show, sponsored by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. And, well, we just got some big news, man, coming out earlier today. I know you anticipated a lot of this for Brooklyn. We'll talk about that and Portland. But first of all, we've got a couple of spots that are kind of significant. These guys have been out, but you wanted to hit on these at the top, Greg, just given that we only have 5 minutes. What's going on, man?
Yeah, not too much. If anybody's confused, I am Adam for the sake of today's thing, because of the changeup in who we had on the show, we didn't have the overlay for Laffy and I together because it's unprecedented. Laffy and I don't do that much stuff together. So I just figured, you know, let's ride with it. I'll be Adam. We'll plug him because he's busy with his doctor's appointment. So we still got his Twitter handle up on the page. So like this video for sure and subscribe to the YouTube channel, but follow Adam on Twitter. That should be the real takeaway from this show.
Yeah. Today. Or follow you, G. Ehrenberg, DFS. You know where to find him. Let's dive into this. Keep it quick. Of course, you got the deeper dive live before lock every single day of the week for these NBA slates leading up to tip off. So when it comes to Jrue Holiday, he's been out. We saw last game, Chris Middleton just absolutely erupted, which was good to see. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're going to have to pay a premium for him regardless. But with Jrue Holiday not officially ruled out yet, he is doubtful. How does that play into these top tier guys for you and some of the other players that might be picking up some extra minutes, maybe a little bit of usage with him expected to sit?
Yeah. So the key with Jrue Holiday being out is it's not that we expect a whole bunch of extra usage or anything like that going to Giannis, but we could anticipate him playing more minutes because then you have the Bucks down to Giannis and Chris Middleton as the two star players. So we could project Giannis for more minutes, but then there's also a little bit of a narrative to tie in here because of the matchup against the Golden State Warriors. This is one of the premier matchups we've seen of the regular season, and it's a game that it stands to reason the Bucks and the Warriors are probably going to play their key players a little bit more than normal to try to win. So Giannis, who sometimes we have concerns about how many minutes he's going to play, I think we could see him play somewhere in like the 34 to 36 minute range as opposed to the lower 30 minute range. So just giving him those extra minutes without Jrue, that is what definitely increases the overall expectation for his production.
Are there any peripheral guys that might pop off to you here? I mean, there isn't a ton. Obviously, we've been getting good production from somebody like Bobby Portis, but that comes regardless of Jrue Holiday's status. Any guards or kind of swingmen that might come into play on a short abbreviated slate?
Not really, mostly because this is a slate that even though it's shorter, we've got some really key injury news that opens up a whole bunch of value. You and I are going to
hit on all that at the end of this too.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be talking about Portland and Brooklyn later. So just in the context of this slate, I just don't see a real reason to get to the guys like Pat Connaughton, Dante DiVincenzo. It's really Giannis for me. Middleton's a little bit too pricey. Bobby Portis is somebody who I want to get to regardless because DeMarcus Cousins is no longer on the team and Portis is playing extended minutes. But as far as the Jrue Holiday situation goes, it's really only Giannis that impacts this team massively from a DFS standpoint.
On the other side of the same game, you have no Draymond Green. We did get Klay Thompson back for two games. He's only played 20 minutes in each of those, but he has a 40% usage rate. So this guy is just chucking as long as he's out there. I know Dre isn't a high usage player, but he is one of the best facilitators on this team. You see Steph Curry coming off of a triple-double with 10 assists last time out. How much does that benefit him coming into tonight's game with Dre out? And who else are we getting to? Right now, we've got Andre Iguodala even getting a little bit of ownership as well.
Yeah, if you absolutely needed to punt with somebody on a lot of slates, Iggy would make some sense here. But once again, we're going to have a lot of value, so he kind of becomes unnecessary. We saw Juan Toscano-Anderson start in place of Draymond Green last game. I very mistakenly got exposure to him in DFS. Went terribly. Played like 7 minutes. He had 2 rebounds, 3 turnovers. We'll call it one of the biggest mistakes that I've made in the last few years of my life. So no Juan Toscano-Anderson, regardless, even if he starts again for me. And then as for Steph Curry, you can make a case that he benefits a little bit without Draymond, but here's the issue. I'd rather pay up for Giannis. I'd rather pay up for Jokic. I'd rather pay up for James Harden now. And we just kind of get to a point where Steph gets pinched for me. I actually think where you can make the biggest case that Draymond Green being out is going to impact this game is just the Warriors' defense is much worse without Draymond Green on the court. He's the front runner to win Defensive Player of the Year right now. He's the betting favorite to win the award. So slight boost goes to somebody like Giannis and Bobby Portis with Draymond Green out, but there's nobody from the Warrior side that I really want to play just because Draymond isn't in there.
Steph has essentially become a casualty of the slate almost every day recently, now that his price point is where it is. I got one more for you before we hit on Brooklyn and Portland. And as Greg mentioned earlier, hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and leave us a comment down below. Any spots you think we missed, any spots you think are accurate, inaccurate, or just whatever you want to say. We try and read and respond to all these comments as well. Steven Adams is questionable for this one. He was questionable last game, but it seemed unlikely to, he was going to play in COVID protocol, and he remains in there. Coming off of yet another absence. What do you make of his potential absence today, just given that there's no real center that's going to fill starter minutes if he's out? At least that's what we've been seeing.
Yeah, so Zaire Williams probably would stick in the starting lineup, but he's crap as a fantasy producer. So we've seen okay games from him as a starter, but it's not anything that it's going to make me really want to play him on a slate where we have a significant amount of value for five games. So Zaire Williams started last game, played 30 minutes, scores 22 DraftKings points, two starts for that 27 and 25 minutes, 18 fantasy points in each of them. That's just not going to get it done on this particular slate. The guy that I think benefits the most without Steven Adams be Jaren Jackson Jr., more so as a FanDuel play than a DraftKings play because of the 3 points for the defensive stats. But Jaren Jackson, once you slot him at its center, he does cause a lot of mismatch issues, and he's somebody who I think would be appealing as a tournament play, FanDuel specifically, if we don't have Steven Adams. Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, these guys are also fairly good looking, but that's kind of regardless, or doesn't matter if Adams is in or out.
All right, last thing on this one, and then we'll hit on Brooklyn. With Jaren Jackson, the minutes and obviously always the prospective foul trouble are a thing, but two of the three games, really three, all three games that he's played without Steven Adams have been wildly impressive from a per-minute basis. Is there any reason to believe that we might be able to get more minutes from Jaren Jackson, who's got 14 blocks over his last three starts?
If he avoids foul trouble, that's always the rub with Jaren Jackson Jr. Does he keep Jaren his hands to himself? Yeah, it's if he keeps his hand to himself, he probably has a big fantasy game. The problem is it's a coin flip. There are games he's so hard to nail down because it's not really predictive. You have these games from Triple J where, oh, look, we're 3 minutes into the game. He has two personal fouls. He's not going to check back in into the second quarter. His fantasy production is ruined. Then there's other games where he just avoids foul trouble and usually crushes in those situations. So that's why I view him as, without Adams, a high upside GPP play, but highly volatile, not somebody we could touch in cash games.
Yeah, and he's not particularly cheap right now either. Before we get to Brooklyn and Portland, I should remind you that Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports, sponsor of the show, is just basically giving away the farm, man. Free month of Awesomeo Plus Platinum. All you have to do is sign up using the link in the description below. I know a lot of you guys have already done this because it's an insane deal. You get all of the tools on our site, every tool for every single sport that we have, all created by Alex Baker, Awesomeo himself. And they just have the best payout structures over there. It's not even just about getting the free month where we have all of the tools for Yahoo as well. But the fact that at Yahoo, if you're coming in, you know, and min cashing, you're still doubling your entry fee, right? They're still paying out 20%+ of the field in all of their contests. Some of them, more than a third of the field is getting paid out. You've got the $500,000 wild card baller coming up for NFL this week, $500,000, 100K up top for Sunday. Tonight, you got the 50K baller for NBA. A lot of great contests. The payout structure is unlike any other site that you're going to find. And of course, you get $10 as well when you sign up in free credit. All you have to do is click that link in the description, get into those contests, get the free month. We'll hit you up and get you in as quick as we possibly can. And if you want to get in right away, right, you got some contests you want to play, you want access to our tools and Yahoo, just hit us up at support@awesomeo.com and we'll expedite the process for you. Take advantage of this. It won't be around forever, but it's one of the best deals you're going to find out there for sure. All right, Greg, Brooklyn, no Durant, no Irving, no Aldridge, no Claxton, no Patty Mills. I mean, severely shorthanded today, which leaves us with the obvious question. Where do we go? Well, not where do we go, but how much James Harden are we looking to get today? Then we can talk about some of these auxiliary plays.
Yeah, man, all of it. And the one thing that's kind of cool about this slate is even with it only being five games, we've got a ton of value. We've got a bunch of guys to pay up for. And here's where discussion point starts on this slate. James Harden in a great spot. Jokic is basically always in play for fantasy and always crushes. We talked about Giannis. We talked about Steph Curry being here today. And now the question is, which one is the top spend-up option? It's James Harden for me. When you have no Durant on the court, no Kyrie Irving, all of the usage has to go to Harden. And then even some of the other guys that have taken shots from this year, Patty Mills is out. Joe Harris is out. LaMarcus Aldridge is out. Nick Claxton is out in the front court. So to me, if you're playing one lineup, you're trying to figure out who's the number one guy to pay up for in cash games today, it's James Harden.
In tournaments too, though, right? Like, understandably, he's going to be extremely popular, but do you still not want to get at least with or over the field in tournaments on this guy today? Or do you say, well, we have Jokic, we have Giannis, we do have some other really great high-end players?
It's still Harden for me, and here is one of the main reasons why. Not only do I actually project him for more fantasy points than any other player on the slate right now, and I can't remember the last time there was a Jokic slate where I did not have him projected as the top overall player, but because the pricing algorithm has finally adjusted for Kyrie Irving being back in the mix, James Harden's actually been priced down. He's 10-7 on DK. He's only 10,000 on FanDuel. So not only are we getting this great spot for Harden, his salary's also come down. So that's something else that just kind of tips the scales in his favor, is that he comes with a price discount compared to Giannis and Jokic.
And to add on to that, this only has a 5.5-point spread now, right? Like, with all of these guys sidelined for Brooklyn, if everybody was playing today, you're looking at 15, 16 points probably. Now, 5.5 points. Maybe this game against the bad OKC team actually stays competitive. But even if it doesn't, Harden's going to be the one leading the charge regardless. I mean, that's kind of the thing here, Greg. What else are we working with? You're talking about guys like Kessler Edwards today that's going to pull ownership because they're down most of the guys, like you said, that would inherit a lot of that usage and a lot of those minutes with a Kevin Durant and a Kyrie Irving out.
Yeah, so that I expect Kessler Edwards to start. He's a good value play. Daron Sharp is one of my favorite value plays on the slate. We're going to talk about some guys from Portland that I do slightly prefer to him, but Daron Sharp, he's shown to be an excellent permanent fantasy producer. We saw Nick Claxton out last night in addition to LaMarcus Aldridge. Sharp got the start. He struggled with foul trouble, so he only played 21 minutes because he fouled out. He scored 29.75 DraftKings points in that outing in the limited minutes. And then you look at his numbers overall for the year, 9 minutes per game, over 11 fantasy points, well over a fantasy point per minute. Now you're looking at a situation where, let's say Sharp avoids foul trouble, then he's probably playing like 26, 28 minutes and you're projecting for mid-30s fantasy points. So he's a really strong value play that enables us to pay up for some of the stars tonight. And same goes for Cam Thomas, Kessler Edwards. We don't know exactly what the Nets starting lineup is going to look like because, number one, they just shuffle their starting lineup around all the time. But then number two, it's also so many guys that are out for them. So I'm looking at it like this. Whoever is starting for the Nets and is cheap is somebody I want in my lineups today.
How big do you think the rotation is going to be?
I think pretty big because they're still going to get guys like Javon Carter, David Duke, Blake Griffin, Bruce Brown, Paul Millsap. These guys are still going to log minutes. So we're probably looking at a 10-man or so rotation for the Nets. But it's still the guys who are starting are going to be really cheap and they have such good opportunity that it's not hard to envision those guys scoring, you know, 25 to 30 fantasy points at cheap salaries.
All right. Portland. And this is when you mentioned earlier, you're talking about value. I mean, you're getting insane amount of value here just because not only is Lillard out for an extended period of time, he's going to undergo surgery. CJ McCollum seems close to returning, but he's out today. But then you lose Anthony Simons, who was kind of the guy that was pulling a lot of that weight with the two starting guards out, you know, 35, 38, 39 minutes per game or in these games recently. Norman Powell is out. Larry Nance remains out. We have to look to Dennis Smith Jr., who right now is going to pull a lot of ownership, but I don't see any way he doesn't get a ton of minutes, right?
Yeah, especially because you look at the other guards that are available. And Adam and I talked about this on the strategy show this morning, is even if you're trying to look to pivot off of Dennis Smith and you're trying to mute his projection or figure out where else the minutes go, there's nobody to give them to. These are the available guards for Portland. It's Dennis Smith Jr., Ben McLemore. You could consider Tony Snell a guard, I guess. And then there's Kelvin Blevins. That's it. Those are the only guards Portland has on the entire team. So even trying to be conservative with Dennis Smith Jr.'s minutes, I gave him 36. I think he plays more than that. I just didn't want it to be where like it would be like, oh, look, he's a total. I still get to him in all my lineups. It doesn't matter.
I was gonna say, it doesn't matter if you put him at 36 or 45. You're still going to get an insane amount of Dennis. Yeah.
So I look, we currently have him projected over 80% ownership on FanDuel and DraftKings. I just don't really care. It's hard to see him really fail in this spot. And even like I said, if you're trying to look at somebody else to produce from the Trailblazers, there's nobody else to give minutes to from a guard perspective. So I'm looking at Dennis Smith Jr. as one of the better value plays we've seen on the entire slate. And let's say he has a subpar outing. I'm not sure it's going to matter. We saw this with Hassan Whiteside last week. He was 3,500. He sucked relative to our expectations. He scored 20 fantasy points in every single lineup at the top of tournaments, still had him on DraftKings. So I view Dennis Smith Jr. the same way on FanDuel and DK. He's going to be popular. He's cheap. It's impossible not project him. Well, just play him.
Are you going right back to the well with Yusuf Nurkic?
Yeah. So the other thing also with Nurkic is you start to look at where the usage is going to go for this Portland team. And like you said, there's no Dame, there's no Norman Powell, no CJ McCollum, no Anthony Simons, no Larry Nance Jr. As is with all those guys in, Nurkic is a really good fantasy producer. The one thing we always have to be concerned about is his playing time, because we've seen Billups has been pretty conservative with how much he plays Nurkic, but that's changed with all of these guys out. So Nurkic averages 27 minutes per game for the season, but the last four games, he's played 33 minutes, 31 minutes, 39 minutes, 33 minutes, and some of those games weren't especially competitive. So we could expect that Nurkic can score well over a fantasy point per minute. And he's also probably playing 34 to 36 minutes tonight. So another guy who I project for mid-40s fantasy points, he's going to be popular, but I'm going to get to him. And I think that I'm willing to look past what happened last game. He only scored 29.5 fantasy points against the Nets, but it happens from time to time. Guys have bad games. All the numbers indicate this should be a strong fantasy outing for Nurkic.
All right, let's wrap it up with the lesser-owned but still somewhat popular Ben McLemore's, Nasir Little, CJ Ellaby. I mean, all of these guys appear to be very viable options today, just given how shorthanded Portland's going to be against Denver.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that most of these guys look pretty good. Ben McLemore be the number one priority for me. He started last game. He played over 30 minutes. Now that we're also taking Simons off the court, I think we could see like 34 or so minutes from Ben McLemore. So he's my second favorite value option on Portland behind Dennis Smith Jr. CJ Ellaby to me is a bit of a stretch. Earlier today, I thought he could have looked good for tonight, but now we've gotten those guys out from the Nets and it becomes less of a priority. Nasir Little looks okay in the mid-range, but the real priorities here for me, Dennis Smith Jr. 1, Nurkic 2, Ben McLemore 3 for value. Nasir Little if you need somebody in the mid-range to fill in the salary, but real priority has to be Dennis Smith Jr. today.
Given what we know, if you're building a cash game lineup, who are the first three guys going into your lineup tonight?
James Harden, Dennis Smith Jr. and De'Ron Sharp.
Yeah, all of them based off of injuries or absences. So hopefully this helped. Stick around. Deeper Dive Live Before Lock coming up tonight. Follow Greg, not at Ship My Money DFS, but at G. Ehrenberg DFS. Me at Laffy _D. Hit that thumbs up, subscribe on your way out. Leave a comment, and we'll catch you back here for the next one. This is the Injury Report, sponsored by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. Use that description in the link below.